Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it.
Any old time you use sausage making.
It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance.
Devils, Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Dom's joining soon. You can join us right now, 844-967-2789. Our custom, Aaron of the Grievances. Our new customs doing Friday Night Live, live broadcast from the Shaw. That'll happen at 6 o'clock. And in Madison, we're going to replay it starting at 9 o'clock this evening. So if you like a little live rock and roll music on a Friday night, you've tuned into the right place. But the politicking... we're not quite done yet. And, you know, Dom's joining, and, you know, if Jim Santel can get a cell signal, he's going to join as well. But Fancy Brian, I wanted to tell you about what's happening in the great state of Michigan. You know, they got something of a circus of a GOP gubernatorial primary. And the front runner, this Ryan Kelly guy, very similar name. I think he's similarly fancy as well. Well, Ryan Kelly was, what, arrested very recently, the GOP frontrunner, like 20% of wide field. And let's not forget, all kinds of them had been thrown off the ballot for illegal ballot signatures. But this Ryan Kelly was arrested for participating in the January 6th. And today, or at least very recently, he had to go before the judge because apparently Ryan's got a concealed carry permit. And you know, what kind of a self-respecting GOP political candidate doesn't conceal carry? You know, because he's got to protect himself and all that kind of stuff. You know, from insurrectionists and coup-surrectionist bastard sorts. Oh yeah, maybe not those people, but Black Lives Matter people, got to protect yourself from them. A federal judge has denied a request by Republican gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly to possess a firearm while he faces charges related to the J6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Oh, that's a shame. Kelly, who was arrested by the FBI at his Allendale Township home last week, is charged with four misdemeanor counts. Knowingly entering or remaining in a restricted building or grounds on the J6, disorderly and disruptive conduct in a restricted building or grounds, and knowingly engaging in any act of physical violence against a person or property in a restricted building or grounds. That seems to be, Fancy Brand, when you include the physical violence aspect in the charging memo, I got to think that's one of the more substantial charges. Just saying. And willfully injuring or committing any depredation against any property of the United States. Does that mean he was crapping on something?
He may have been this fecal smearer.
I think there are multiple suspects on that.
Do you think he used gloves or was like, nah, I'm good?
Kelly is one of five Republican GOP hopefuls left on the August 2nd ballot, just a week before Wisconsin goes to their partisan primary. August 2nd ballot, after five others were tossed off due to fraudulent petition signature scandal, joining businessman Kevin Rinke, right-wing media personality Tudor Dixon. Rhymes with Tudor Dixon. Chiropractor.
Parents must have loved him.
Tudor.
Our last name is Dixon. What should we name our son?
Let's call him Tudor. And you know his middle name's like Chauncey. Tudor Chauncey Dixon. Something of that sort. Chiropractor Garrett Saldano and Reverend Ralph Rebant. Looks similar to Rembrandt, but, you know, less artistic. The winner of the GOP primary will face Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer on November 8th. Appearing via video in the U.S. District Court in the District of Columbia Thursday, Kelly's attorney requested that his client, who has a concealed carry permit, be allowed to continue carrying a firearm while campaigning. Can I take a firearm out to the pancake breakfast? You know, I'm going to have to shake some hands and kiss some babies and shoot some people, maybe.
I love handling babies with a firearm. That's really where you know that that's a good politician, because
when you put down that pistola, will you hold and kiss my baby for a photo?
Nope, I'm holding it on my holster.
Can my baby hold the pistol for the photo?
I mean, that's America right there.
Gary Springstead said Kelly, who he referred to as a high-profile candidate, higher all the time, doesn't have campaign security and wanted the weapon in order to protect himself. Well, I don't have campaign security, but I got Fancy Brian.
You have to inspire somebody. You have to inspire somebody enough to hate you enough to kill you. And I don't think Ryan Kelly is inspiring enough people to even vote for him, let alone kill him.
Judge Robin Merriweather sided with the federal prosecutors who objected to Kelly's request, noting that the standard release terms for defendants include a prohibition on firearm possession. Kelly, who's free on bond, must also surrender his passport. Do they think he's a flight risk? Is he going to go perpetrate a coup in a different country?
But I thought he was so famous that such a big profile that he needs to carry protection.
Well, there was a small concession from the judge. Merriweather, in this case, granted a defense request to allow the 40-year-old Kelly to avoid notifying pretrial services while traveling within Michigan. You know, it's going to be a hell of a time if you're on paper and you're running for governor, let's say, and you got to notify the office of, you know, probation and parole every time you, like, travel the state. That's all they do constantly, right? Campaign, collect checks, you know, try to participate in a coup now and again just for kicks and giggles. But he was granted the ability to, you know, travel within the state or cross into another state while traveling from one part of Michigan to another. Does that mean he's permitted to travel across the state of Wisconsin? I mean, if he was up in the UP, right? And he wanted to get to, I don't know, it seems like an inefficient route, but if you're up in somewhere near Duluth, let's say, where Minnesota and the UP of Michigan and Wisconsin all meet, I don't know, man. You had to go to, you know, what's the someplace across the border down near Chicago. Well, it might be a more efficient route across Wisconsin.
Well, all I can tell you is that taking a gun across borders, you know, from Illinois, let's say, to, let's say, the southern border of Wisconsin is apparently okay. So he should be fine.
Well, not for Kelly, who is out on probation, can't bring the gun. Bring the cannolis, can't bring the gun. But here's why I would tell you, Kelly, do not travel across the great state of Wisconsin from north to south. Because when you get the major metros in southern Wisconsin, you're going to get good cell phone service. You're going to be able to, you know, stream some music. Hell, listen to the Devil's Advocates on 540 AM. But up north there, hey, the cell service, it's terrible. You're going to want to avoid it, sir. You're going to want to stay in Michigan. Or perhaps a federal prison where you might, you know, find new accommodations on a day real soon.
I think they have a dedicated internet line there.
At prison? You know, we used to get letters from prison. They used to write us from Waupun. We had a big cheering section down in the cell block C. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Didn't Papadopoulos go to Oxford prison? That was one of the Trumpsters, one of the 34 convicted after the Mueller report. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates. Dom joins next. It's gotta be rock and roll music.
The gun. Take the cannoli.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.